Welcome aboard this week's podcast of Dudes Dish Disney. Get ready for amazing attractions across America. Beer halls and bar rooms, banquets and beverages, a collection of characters and colleagues.
No cupcakes.
It's Dudes Dishing Disney. This episode of Dudes Dish Disney is sponsored by Magic Vacations. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel. And now your hosts, the dudes of Dudes Dish Disney.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dudes Dish Disney. Joining us today is Jonathan, our producer and resident tech dude.
What's going on, guys?
Also joining us, Ryan, our co-host. He is the number one Disney dude.
What's happening, dudes?
And I'm Congo Carl, former Jungle Cruise skipper, here to guide you through this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. What's happening, dudes?
Yeah, it's going. How about yourself?
Hello Carl.
that was kind of depressing there.
Yeah. You okay, Ryan?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Just hearing a lot of people say a lot of stupid things lately.
And that's this week's topic. You know, there are some stupid things that we overhear at the parks, that people say at the parks, that first time visitors say at the parks. You know, we used to say when we worked there is that when people go on vacation, they leave their brains in the parking lot as they enter the theme park and just to have a good time. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you really want to drive a hardcore Disney fan crazy, there are some stupid things you can say that will set them off. Anyone got an example of one?
Where's Harry Potter? that's one of my favorite.
How do I find Wonderland? Where is it? What park is it in?
Is Harry Potter Land here?
The pure fact that it's not even just Harry Potter, but it's Harry Potter Land. Right? Like, that's not even what it's actually called to begin with, much less in the wrong freaking parks also.
Yeah, it is amazing, right? And of course, if they, you know, is Harry Potter Land here, is right there with it's right here at the MGM Universal Studios.
Yeah.
Oh god.
I feel like some people don't realize that just because you haven't been there in 30 years doesn't mean things haven't changed in 30 years. You know, like maybe that's where all the anger comes from Disney fans on the change, is they expect it to be the same when they were two as it is when they're 32.
And they don't remember it anyway. So, you know, at that age, but yeah, you can really, you know, someone who is really into it, you know, is not just given an eye roll at how stupid that question is, but, there do. Now, I don't think any of our listeners and the examples that we just gave are saying, huh, what, isn't it? Right? I think most of our listeners are educated enough and a fan base that we're not telling them anything they didn't already know.
I hope so.
Although we do have, you know, travelers, we recommend them to listen to our podcast beforehand. So we may be getting some novices to kind of get educated by listening to it. But another one, Jonathan, that just will drive a Disney fan crazy.
So the big one here is Disney's just for kids. Come on now. We've kind of talked in this on other shows, but Disney's not just for kids. It's for everybody. It's all for everyone. Come on now. Enjoy it.
All right. So I've touched on this before. We've touched on this before. I tell this to every single client that I talk to that says, you know, I don't know if there's enough for us to do there. I don't know if there's enough for us to go, what reason for us to go there. Walt sat on a carousel or sat at a carousel, watching a carousel with his girls going around it, going, there should be something here that I can enjoy with them as well. That is literally the concept of the parks, is that it's not just for kids. That is like where it all began, is that exact thought. So when you hear people say that, it drives me out of my mind, because it's like, I mean, I understand they market it to kids. Do you know why they market it to kids? because your kids will gnaw your damn ear off until you finally take them. That's why they market it to kids. And then you're going to have fun when you go too, if you book with us.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It is. It's the genius of a large corporation's marketing, right, to doing it. It's like putting the candy bars at eye level for little kids at the checkout lane from the grocery store, right? You're trying to whisk them through to get your milk and bread, but they're grabbing for that candy on the bottom shelf that you don't even see. You know, it's brilliant. It's if you get them, you're going to eventually cave and take them reluctantly to Disney World, and then you're going to have a better time than them realizing it is not for kids. So that's a big one. Here's one of my personal pet peeves that drives me crazy. I hear all the time. Yeah, we had a great time. We went down there for the week. You know, we went to the Hollywood Studios and Epcot, and we went to Disney World too.
Yeah.
You went to Disney World? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the one with the castle. Calling the Magic Kingdom Disney World.
Or calling Disneyland Magic Kingdom. It goes that way too. Like, no, that's about a 5-hour flight the other direction. Yeah. No, yeah. Get that a lot.
Right? It's people, you know. Look, it's a big place. We know it's a big place. It's confusing your first time, you know. But Disney World is 40 square miles. The Magic Kingdom is, you know, a little over 100 acres. So big difference.
Yeah. Speaking of size, that's another one for me that drives me crazy. And I'm going to toss a friend on the bus here because I guarantee you he doesn't listen to our podcast anyway. he booked with somebody else. He booked a trip with somebody else, and they made reservations 40 minutes away. They were like at Animal Kingdom Lodge while they were at Magic Kingdom. And he didn't know because they couldn't walk there because his travel agent was an idiot. And when I asked him, like, why did you think that was a good idea? He goes, well, I just thought the parks were the same size as a Six Flags park. Like Disney World was the same size as Six Flags. I'm like, you're really more dumb than you look. you spent that kind of money. You flew down there, and even with an idiot travel agent, you didn't even bother opening a map or taking a peek at what you might be getting yourself into before you did that. Yeah. Don't underestimate the size of Disney World, folks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. John, do you have one that'll just drive, you know, make the hair stand up on the back of a Disney fan's neck if they hear it?
This one could go a little either way. I mean, this one kind of drives people nuts, but the constant complaining about change, new rides, everything that's changing in the park, that's one that I know drives so many people nuts. And yep, I know Ryan's saying hi there. But change is good. I know we've kind of touched on that a little bit before, but change is good. I mean, new things, new technology, all that stuff, it's good. It's what's going to bring people into the parks. It's going to innovate. Listen, let it happen. It's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I mean, new people coming down there aren't going to really know that stuff, right? Like, they don't even see the difference, but I agree with you. It does pain me every time I hear somebody complain about something happening in the parks that they haven't experienced yet. I feel like I've talked about this ad nauseum at this point, but it's just like, give it a chance. You know, you never know what you're going to like and what you don't. If it sucks after you try, I feel like I'm talking to a 6-year-old. Like, this is what drives me crazy. All right. I'm just going to go with it. Okay. This is what drives me crazy. I have a son who eats everything. And I have a daughter who only eats mac and cheese, okay? My son, it's like, hey, don't knock it till you try it. And he goes, okay, Dad, I'll have a piece of sushi. That's what you're talking about, John. I have my daughter, and I'm like, here, try a chicken finger. And she's like, it's not mac and cheese. I'm never touching it. It's disgusting. Like, how would you know unless you tried it? Like, are you folks 6? Have you not learned this lesson? This is something that's been drilled in every one of our heads our entire lives, which is don't knock it till you try it. So just stop already. Just let it happen. See what happens.
And change is good. Change is good. New things.
There's a lot of things I'm going to share, you know, and you've probably heard them too, but I've got a whole litany of things that as a cast member, you hear and you just go nuts. And it's not only bad. Some of these, you know, it's not only bad if you're a cast member to hear it. It's worse if you're a Disney fan and you hear an employee, a cast member, state something incorrectly. Then you go nuts because you know more than the cast member, right? And it drives you nuts as a fan for them to say something, right? So there's a whole thing. And the biggest category that this surrounds is calling an attraction by the wrong name. And not every employee, especially if they're in one park, knows all the names of the attractions and stores and restaurants in another park, right? They might be a new employee. They don't have them all memorized yet. They're just becoming a fan and they haven't even visited some of the other parks, let alone work there, and they don't know it. So calling an attraction the wrong name. I can't tell you how many people have introduced me and say, hey, here's Carl. You know a fun fact about him? He was a skipper on the Congo Cruise at Disney World. No, it's the Jungle Cruise. It's not the Congo. Thank you for the flattery of naming the attraction after Congo, Carl. But it's not. It's the Jungle Cruise. It's not the Congo Cruise.
All I can picture there is your ego and I just see it poof, poof, poof when that happens.
It doesn't. It drives me absolutely nuts, you know. And, you know, it's the same thing. And sometimes, again, employees themselves. And if you're over at Epcot, when you overhear somebody say, hey, let's go ride Fast Track.
I get it. Like it's you don't know what you don't know. Right. But it's like, it's that whole idea of coming out and saying it so confidently, like you're an expert. That's what just jabs you in the heart. And you just want to poke somebody in the eye. You know, like that's how mad at you. I'm not going to punch you. I'm not going to kick you. I'm just going to poke you in the eye and make you feel it for a bit.
And how many times have you heard that when you're in queue with a line and you're dying to correct that person and you just don't because you know you're embarrassed the heck out of your family or your friends that were there if you're jumping in correcting strangers about what they're saying wrong?
I mean, you've met me before today, right? You know that I would do that. You know, you absolutely know I would do that. I have done that. I'm very polite about it when I can tell that somebody doesn't know, right? You know, like again, you don't know what you don't know. I'm polite about it, but I have a very hard time biting my lip when that happens.
Yeah, right. I mean, have you heard somebody say something and you've just like, have you actually corrected someone?
Oh, you guys, I think I've told this story. Maybe I haven't told it on the podcast. The last time I was at Magic Kingdom, we were walking out underneath the train. this is like the epitome of what we're talking about. And Pooh and friends are at the train station waving goodbye as we walk by. And I'm standing behind this guy. And he looks up and he looks at Rabbit. And he goes, hey, what's the rabbit's name? I lost it. I just like literally looked at him and goes, it's Rabbit. That's his name. It's Rabbit. And the guy like had this look on his face like I just told him his mother woke from the dead. Like I'm like, Winnie the Pooh like has been around for how long? You don't know who Rabbit is at this point. Like, why are you at a Disney park? Why are you even here at this point?
One of my favorites, similar to that, since you're talking about characters, is you know how the characters always have a wrangler with them, a handler. And you're able to, you know, go up and greet or pose for a picture. There was a guest in front of me saying, Pluto, Pluto, I love Pluto. You're my favorite Disney character, Pluto. And the handler said, ma'am, that's Goofy.
Here's one with not knowing the characters that I get, but I also like, it's really easy to figure out is Chip and Dale, right? Folks, I'm going to settle the debate for you. If you don't know which one's Chip and which one's Dale, I'm going to settle this for you very easily. Chip has the brown nose. And the way you know that is because his nose was named like after a chocolate chip. That's why it's brown. Dale does not have the chocolate chip nose. Therefore, he's got the red nose. Okay. There. Figured it out. It's done. Move on. Carry on.
So Chip has the red nose. Dale has the chocolate nose.
You're going to have a broken nose in a second.
See, I always learned it as Chip had one tooth, as in there was a chip in his tooth, and Dale had two teeth.
That's fine, too. I mean, both work. Yep. Just pick one and stick with it and figure it out. Like, it's not that hard. It's not like there's 30 of them. It's not like we're trying to ask you which of the 101 Dalmatians is so-and-so, right? Like, there's two of them.
Yeah. Honey, come on and take my picture with these squirrels.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wife makes a great recipe with squirrels. Tell them about it, honey. Yeah, it's crazy with it when it comes to the character, but everything, you know, and if you could get the wrong names, but it's almost worse if you want to drive a Disney fan crazy, is, you know, not only the wrong names are slightly off, but just make something up, like be in Epcot and say, hey, let's go ride that big ball.
I legitimately refer to it with clients that don't go to Disney as the giant silver golf ball, because I know that they're going to know what I'm talking about that way.
I mean, that one's fair though, because so many people refer to it as the big giant golf ball though. I don't feel that one's that bad.
It's not that bad, but it's also like, it's been there for 40 years. You know, it's not like it's
new. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to be able to do, I mean, it's funny. Some of it's funny, but other people, if you're a Spaceship Earth fan and you're a fanatic about it, right? And you know, that's your favorite attraction at Epcot, and you hear someone say that, you're going to be unhinged.
Let me tell you something else that maybe not happens at the parks, but before you get to the parks, that drives me crazy. And that's assuming for some reason that if you go during winter break or Christmas break, it's going to be cheaper and less crowded. that one drives me crazy. They're like, but it's cold out here. Yes, which means in sunny Florida, it's going to be busier because people don't want to be here in Chicago or Boston or wherever else. They want to be in Orlando. But people think that just because it's Christmas, people aren't going to go on vacation. I don't understand that.
Busiest week of
exactly
the world. So talking about people who travel on that vacation, and this isn't the first time visitor, but repeat visitors, that I'll say, you know, we always stay offsite. A hotel is a hotel, and it's cheaper to stay offsite. So we just stay down the road.
So I had a guy recently. I'm going to protect identity on this one, because at least people I know who know him may know this. He decided to book on his own. Didn't even tell me he was considering it. That's fine. You know, I don't get offended by that stuff. I just wish I could help people. And I found out after he got back from his trip, and I asked him, I said, I heard you went to Disney World. He said, yeah, I went to Disney World. I was like, how was he? He's like, we had a terrible time. I said, oh my God, what happened? So, well, we stayed at some hotel in Celebration, and I came back to my room, and my drone and my laptop and my phone had all been stolen out of my room. And I was like, yep. Yeah. Yep. He's like, well, they were running this great deal, and they had transportation to the parks, and you know, the shuttle only came at noon and 4 p.m. and that was it. And I was like, yep. You know, and like, that's the type of stuff that drives me crazy, is hearing people talk about that. And again, it's like my buddy who thought it was the size of Six Flags, you know.
I mean, look, at there's you know, we talk about value propositions, right? And again, that has to do with the size. People don't think it's so big, you know. And conversely, I've had people say, you know, no, I want to stay at Disney. Okay, well, there's 23 hotels, and you start to go through them. Like, no, I want to stay at Disney.
Right.
What they're really meaning is, I want to stay at the Contemporary or the Polynesian or the Grand Floridian.
Right. Right.
Don't realize that you can stay at the, you know, and they'll say, is it a little less expensive to not stay in the parks? Well, you're really not in the parks with any of those hotels. You know, unless you go to Euro Disneyland, there's a hotel in the park. You know, you're really not in the parks.
Carl, just today, literally today, I talked with somebody who was trying to get the lowest price possible, which is fine. You know, hey, more power to you if that's what you want to do. We went through a couple hours worth of emails, conversations. We finally started ending up near Art of Animation because they had enough people to go in a suite, whatever. After we settled, they go, you know, I've been reading a lot. My friends keep telling me I should ask you about the Polynesian. I'm like, oh, do you enjoy paying $750 a night for this room? She's like, no. I'm like, then maybe we don't need to talk about the Polynesian.
Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing when people, they get sticker shock, you know. You know, I had some clients recently go, I went there 5 years ago and it was half the price. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're, how could it possibly be this? You know, wow, the cost has really gone up. Yes, it has. People think that
somehow Disney's exempt from inflation. You know, like everywhere else in the country has gone through major inflation, but somehow Disney's supposed to have gone down in price.
Right. We had, you know, again, I go back to being a cast member, and one of the favorite things as a cast member and working in the Magic Kingdom, and you heard this probably at least once a day, and if you were doing crowd control, you'd always hear this, and it's, what time does the 3 o'clock parade start?
Yeah. This is the famous one. This is right? Like, this is the one that goes, everybody who's been around Disney enough or knows a cast member has heard this story, because it boggles my mind how true that is. It really boggles my mind how true that is, because I understand, like I said, you don't know who Rabbit is. Sure. You don't know the Polynesian's so expensive. Okay. I get it. But like, hey, here's an idea. Maybe the 3 o'clock parade's at 3 o'clock. You know, I don't get how you just totally gloss over the time that's in the sentence that's the type of stuff that drives me crazy. 6 o'clock. I've asked people if they do fireworks in the middle of the day. I'm like, no. No, we'd like to be able to see the fireworks as they explode.
Well, they do them, but they have to wait till they open up the dome to protect it from the thunderstorm that's passing through. Right. And they got to open up the dome so they can shoot the fireworks off.
Yeah.
The weather, right? The weather is, you know, why is it raining every day? Can't they fix that? I'll tell you one of my truest stories that I had to, you know, you have to be nice to folks. And this one I had to do and not bust out laughing. And I was on crowd control. And now back in the day when everything wasn't on your app, people had the park maps, not only the small ones that you can get still today as brochures, but people used to buy the big fold out maps that were big. Right. And I was standing at the hub and a gentleman and his wife were coming down, shuffling down the road, and they had this map out in front of them looking down on it. And they saw me standing there, caught my eye. I said, excuse me, sir. Can you tell me where Cinderella's castle is? And I said, look up, ma'am. And she literally looked up out of the map and saw the castle. Was like, whoa, there it is. True story. And I had to like bite my tongue to not laugh. Just look up, ma'am.
I feel like that's like a here's your sign moment from Bill Engvall. Like just have him work as a cast member.
Back in the day, especially for little kids, right? Working on the Jungle Cruise, you know, you'd get kids that I'd call them, you know, on the cusp of Santa Claus, right? They were questioning the existence of Santa Claus. And those same kids on your boats, they fell into two categories. Wow. are those animals real? And the other category is, oh, those animals are so fake.
Yeah.
But what was funny is when you saw adults do it. And I've heard an adult on Kilimanjaro Safari saying, that's amazing. Those lions look so real.
Yeah. Yeah. Really lifelike animatronics going on in Animal Kingdom. You got the shaman, the lions, you know.
Those elephants, how do they do it?
How do they make the cast members sound so human?
That whole difference of, you know, and look at, that's part of the borderline of the fantasy of Disney World, is what's real and what's fake, you know? And so you're walking into Animal Kingdom and you're surrounded by this lush vegetation. And then they stand at the oasis and look up and go, wow, is that tree real?
Yeah. Maybe it's the crappy theme park quality of the other places, right? Like maybe that's the expectation they have. I drive myself crazy trying to figure these things out, you know, like trying to figure out where people come up with this from. It seems so, I'm not exempt. I've said some stupid stuff in my life, you know, but like some of these people that say these things, they say all of these things, not just one of them, you know. It's like, oh my goodness. It's like, Tommy Boy, do you eat paint chips as a kid? Why?
John, any others that stand out in your mind about crazy things that people will say that will just drive fans nuts?
So here's a good one. This one I think is a little ridiculous. For one, remember, we're in the Florida sun, but those folks that will literally go up to characters and question, hey, you hot in there? Isn't it really warm? Like, no, it's not hot in here. Come, really? It's a person in there. Use your brain.
Wait, whoa. There's people in there?
Yes, there's people in there. It's not some random real character, Ryan.
Let's skip the characters. Let's even talk about the cast members themselves. Like, they're wearing cotton uniforms in 90 degree heat with 95% humidity. You're wearing shorts and a tank top and you're hot. Do you really think that they're cooler than you are? Like, think about that for a second.
Well, and think about some of the jobs that they have, right? If you're the conductor on the train, you got long pants on, long shirt and a vest and a hat, you know, and it's tough out there, you know. Now the Jungle Cruise skippers wear shorts. There used to be long pants when I was there all the time, long khaki pants and, you know, really sturdy industrial steel tipped shoes. You know, you had to, because you were putting your foot back, you know, separating the dock from the boat with those things. Yeah. And it was, you know, when it was 110 degrees, it was hot, but as far as the characters you're referring to, John, you know, they don't get hot because there's air conditioning units inside those costumes.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
That used to drive me nuts. No, don't you guys have an air conditioning in there?
Listen, here's what I'm going to say. I'll generalize the rest of this for cast members, okay? Don't ask things that are obvious answers, right? That's just going to make you sound dumb. Right? We talked about that. Let's not talk about whether or not they're hot. Let's not blame them for the weather. They're cast members, not gods. Okay? They're not creating the weather problems. Let's not ask them to get you onto a ride faster than everybody else in the line has to stand on because you paid more money than somebody else, right? Unless it's Genie Plus, you're not getting on any faster. That's another thing that drives me crazy is these people that like, hey, listen, if you got it, spend it. You know, I'm not going to hate on you for that. But if you're going to go and you're going to spend $20,000 on a Disney trip and you're going to think that you get some sort of special treatment because you spent $20,000 on a Disney trip, I think you need to realize that you're one of thousands of people that just spent $20,000 on that Disney trip. You're not the only one, right? So when I hear that kind of attitude from people, like, you want that? You spent that kind of money? You better book the 7-hour personal experience, right? The tour, because otherwise you're not getting any preferential treatment. So that's another thing I like to toss out there to people, or I hear them say.
It is. And, you know, if you really want to drive a Disney fan crazy, let's kind of shift it into social media a little bit.
Oh, God. That's going to drive me crazy on its own. Can we not?
You know, all you have to do after having experienced that whole event that you just described, Ryan, is throw out there that, you know, Disney's just a big corporation. You know, they don't care about you. If you're a Disney fan, like, no, yes, they do it all for me. They care about me.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
They care about you in mass. They do not care about you as an individual. They just don't. It's hard. Okay, I'm just going to say this. I am very much the person who tries to talk reality into people. But I do empathize with people who grew up with as such a fan that they have a hard time separating that. I do. I have empathy for you if that's the case. I grew up a fan, right? I just happen to have a better sense of business than some other people may have, right? But what it comes down to is realism, okay? Disney is not going to do anything because you want them to do it. They're going to do it because they believe that it's going to make them the most amount of money and please their shareholders. The only person who's unrealistic is the person who says, stop caring about your shareholders and start caring more about me. That is unrealistic. I'm not going to say I disagree with you. I'm just going to tell you it's unrealistic. That stuff drives me crazy when I hear it.
That's right. And, you know, it really comes down to a little bit of thinking for yourself, as, you know, bring your brains with you on vacation. You'll probably have a better time and make better choices while you're there if you actually put some thought into it. We do an awful lot of planning. So I realize this, if we do it all for you, there's a tendency to not want to think about it and just show up and have a good time. That's great. But with a little education, you could find yourself not saying these stupid things that will drive Disney fans and Disney cast members crazy. Is there anything we've left out, guys, that will just send the typical Disney fan through the roof if they hear?
Yeah, one really simple thing. I don't want to hear you dropping F-bombs at Disney. That's the other thing. It's a family park. You want to go drop F-bombs, go somewhere else. I don't care where, just go somewhere else. That is all.
John, do you have a f-ing thought on this?
Well, holy f-. There it is.
Holy forking short balls. All right. At least say it quietly, if you're going to say it. I mean, I drop enough F-bombs. I just don't get that, right? People who wear vulgar shirts to Disney, people who say things like that in line with a bunch of little kids around, like, have some respect for the people that you're around. That's all I'm trying to say.
And with that, folks, we wish you luck, inspiration, and fun at your next trip to Walt Disney World. Later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Please check us out on social media. On Facebook at Dudes Dish Disney. On Instagram at Dudes Dish Disney. On Twitter at Disney_Dish. Please visit our sponsor, Magic Vacations, at magicvacations.net. More than just a travel agency, Magic Vacations has over 60 Magic Vacation planners committed to bringing you white glove concierge service. Using a Magic Vacation Planner allows you to spend more time making memories and less time worrying about the details. For all of your Disney, Universal, cruise, and global travel, go to magicvacations.net. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel.